From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. President Bush and senior administration officials warned today that the war on terrorism is entering a new and more dangerous phase. Visiting U.S. Army troops at Fort Campbell in Kentucky, President Bush said the most difficult steps in the anti-terrorist mission still lie ahead. Meanwhile, the Pentagon said troops in Afghanistan are focused increasingly on killing or capturing Taliban and al-Qaeda leaders. NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
The Army units visited today have key roles in the Afghanistan operation. After watching how Army Special Forces train for secret war zone missions, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld remarked that the capabilities he'd seen on display have been front and center in Afghanistan. President Bush, meanwhile, was visiting the headquarters of the 101st Airborne Division, an air assault unit whose troops are now on alert and expected to be deployed soon to Pakistan or Afghanistan.
We are honored to be at the home of the 101st Airborne. I got two words I want to say to you. Air assault.
Bush gave the troops at Fort Campbell a little status report on the war effort, saying the U.S. military and its allies are liberating Afghanistan from the Taliban.
Today, 27 of 30 Afghanistan provinces are no longer under Taliban control. We've cut the Taliban and terrorist lines of communication, and they're on the run.
Going after the Taliban leaders is now the main military mission in Afghanistan. Some officials wonder whether the hunt could draw U.S. forces into the Afghan mountains, but Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz said today the intelligence reports he has seen suggests most of the leaders are still in the cities, and some may even be thinking of switching sides.
They may be planning to head to the hills, but so far the indications are not of large numbers heading to the hills. That's one of the reasons why we would like to kill as many as we can or capture them while they're in places where they can be located. Some of them are going to head for the hills. I think larger numbers are going to say, it wasn't me, I'm now on the winning side, and that is a tradition in Afghanistan, and it's something that will have to be watched.
Among the U.S. troops prepared to join the hunt for bin Laden and his allies are several thousand Marines now stationed aboard ships in the Arabian Sea. Those Marines are trained for special operations, and Pentagon officials are saying some of them could be sent to Afghanistan in the next few days. U.S. officials continue to say they believe Osama bin Laden is still in Afghanistan, but the U.S. military is also taking steps to look for bin Laden and his associates outside Afghanistan if necessary. In the Arabian Sea, the U.S. Navy is preparing to stop any boat it suspects may be carrying bin Laden or his associates. Marine General Peter Pace, Vice Chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said today such measures are being taken because the U.S. military is closing in on the remaining Taliban concentrations in Afghanistan.
Therefore, the amount of real estate available in Afghanistan for the al-Qaeda leaders to feel safe is being reduced, and as a precautionary measure, as you would expect us to, we are looking at how they might try to flee the country. One way they might try to flee is by ship, so we're making sure we have the assets in place to handle that if it happens.
The U.S. military is also adding to its high-tech surveillance capability in Afghanistan. Relatively small, unmanned aerial surveillance aircraft called Predators are now flying around the country with their cameras trained on roads and trails wherever bin Laden and his associates may be moving. And as of yesterday, there's a new unmanned aircraft in use there, the Global Hawk, capable of flying higher and longer than any other surveillance aircraft. This will be the first real-life mission for the Global Hawk, an aircraft just now coming out of development. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.